Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Chris Bishop back on the show. Christopher Bishop is a writer, a speaker all over the world. He shares his wisdom. He's the chief reinvention officer for Improvising Careers, the company. He's formerly worked for many years with IBM as one of their creative guys, and a touring musician, a jingle producer, a rock star is what I call him. And he's our good friend, Chris Bishop. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Good morning. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
So, glad to be here.
So, Chris, we hear a lot about this thing called a gig economy.
Yeah.
And in some ways, in one way, when you hear it, you think about it as being something cool and innovative, and in another way, you think about it as being what we've got left over after the 20th century's collapse of the workforce, of corporate America's workforce. So there's a it's a two-edged sword in a lot of ways, but in some ways it works for a lot of people. You've been doing some thinking about this, haven't you?
Yeah. The context of your listeners, as we're thinking about what might be valuable to them, and having me come back on the show, I was thinking there is this whole emerging sort of freelancer marketplace that small businesses can leverage, and it's also global. I mean, you can find talented people all over the world with a click of a button, and I thought we might talk about that and hopefully provide some insight to some of your listeners.
Absolutely. Now, I've done this myself. You know, I've hired people. There are a few people that have done work for me for years. I've never met them.
Remember, we were at that session in New York, your book launch, and there were, were several people that had been at least part of your sort of
That's not even counting my Brain Trust members. I've got hundreds of Brain Trust members that have become friends of mine I've never met, but I'm talking about people that I've written checks to that performed. These are people that performed for me. And I mean, some of them for, you know, a long time, 15, 16, 17 years. Never met them.
So, I mean, the sort of the pinnacle of that kind of thinking, right, goes back to a book I often cite by a gentleman named Tom Malone. He's a professor at MIT Sloan, the business school there.
Right.
But his intention is to say within a decade, most corporations will consist of sort of a group of core people with discipline-specific skills. Will be someone who's the marketing person and the operations person and the strategy person and the finance person, the legal person, and the rest of it will all be managed across a network the way movies are made.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's his contention. He's obviously a brilliant economist professor, but, I mean, I think there are lessons from that model that, again, small business can learn from and leverage. I mean,
well, look at how jet airliners are made. No, there's no one factory that builds a jet airliner.
And even
No, that's exactly right. But you think about it, an airliner, I mean, the airline factories, folks, are where airliners are assembled.
But you think the wings
come?
The wings
come from one place. The empennage, the tail section, comes from another place. The bulkhead, the major part of the plane comes from another place. The cone, the nose cone, comes from somewhere else. I mean, they just bring them.
The engines come from BE or Rolls Royce.
From assemble, they just bring them in and assemble them. I mean, that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a model that again, small business could use, you know, as a metaphor for how they source products and services. I mean, lots of different ways to do it. And the cool thing, too, is that you can do it globally now, right? So,
right.
Again, a couple of examples when I do work for, we should talk about this company Upwork. So if everyone with their pencils out, write that down. But we'll get into more detail later. But I do a lot of work for Institute for the Future, which is a think tank based in Palo Alto, California. And I do sort of research and reports for them. And we put together a team of writers and researchers all over the world. And then I manage it sitting here in Connecticut. And they get the deliverable in Silicon Valley.
Yeah,
and it works really well. They hire me through this tool, and they pay me through this tool. They keep track of my hours through this tool. And there are lots of other similar kinds of tools that are
Upwork.
Upwork, yeah.
Upwork.com?
Yeah, UPWORK.
.com. All right, so check it out. We're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Chris Bishop. After the break, we're going to take a quick one. It's 20 till the hour. Chris, I need your website, please.
Yes, improvisingcareers.com.
All right, so check that out. Quick, Chris and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.